It's always a privilege to be speaking in the missions conference like this, and I want to commend the leadership of the church for the month of missions where you are focused, not just looking at the needs of members and whatnot in the community of God's people, but they are looking outside, and I'm sure this is very pleasing to the Lord. Right, two of the, I should have brought more copies, trusting that you pick it up. This is the one, Turning Faces Towards Heaven. My wife will be standing at a bookstore behind. Those of you who read Chinese or you want to pass it on to Chinese-speaking fans, there's a translation from my wife. This was my master's thesis with a foreword by Dr. J.I. Packer on the final reward in Paul's thoughts. In the last 35 years of my life, I have given myself wholeheartedly to the furtherance of God's cause, especially the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this one is still not available in English. We hope in 2-3 years' time we can get a copyright. But many of you have heard of the name Oswald Sanders. He is famous for a book called Spiritual Leadership. He was a New Zealander and former OMF director. My wife has painstakingly translated it for the sake of the Chinese churches. We give it to house churches in China, many of them. And the title is called Spiritual Therapy. Very, very important, especially post-COVID. It may be kind of a little bit over in terms of the dangers and all, but the kind of toll it has taken on people in terms of depression and suicide is still lingering on. And this is a book using scriptures, how we can counsel and help other people. All right, I need to get straight into the topic at hand. The topic given to me, I want you to participate. The topic given to me is to the ends of the earth. Can you now quickly turn to your neighbor and say, we are in this together. All right, very important, huh? Can I say one more time? We need to emphasize and wake up early morning. To the ends of the earth. Response. Yeah, you know, this word came to me when I was driven around by a very missions-minded church in the Bahamas, the capital of the Bahamas in Nassau. And more than 10 years ago, whenever the Spirit of God stirs me and prompts me, I would like to speak out, because then God's people can, you know, minister to you. And so I say that, you know, it may sound strange, although my ministry is ministries for Asia Pacific, even as I was writing out the vision and the mission statement of MAB, it's in the book, as I was writing to Asia Pacific, the Holy Spirit kind of whispered to me, what is John 3:16? John 3:16, of course I know that. Since I was a 10-year-old boy, that was a verse that led me to know the Lord, the promise, for God so loved the world. So the Spirit is trying to say, for now it's Asia Pacific. Can you please write down and beyond so that you remain flexible, you're not so stiff. No, we're not going to go anywhere else. It's going to be Asia Pacific. Because some years down the road, I'm going to take you at a ministry to go to the beyond. So I said to my senior pastor friend in the Bahamas, I sense that it may be not too far away where God is going to take me to Europe. Europe is a very sad state. If not for the Africans, Asians, and the Latin Americans to shore up the faith. Many, many churches are selling out. Even if you go to Australia, you find that buildings have been sold out. Some of them have become mosques. I've been there to stand there. This one has become some happy hour center. People go there. So because the churches are decreasing, and one of the reasons is that, of course, we are not focused on getting the gospel out. What do you expect? You don't have to go to university to figure that out, you know. If you don't evangelize, you are going to fossilize. And over another 20 years, sorry, some of you don't look very young to me now, including my good friend Hui Su, which of course includes me. right? Some of you are already botak already. You come and shake hands with me. And in 20 years from now, that's if you are still around and the Lord doesn't return, if we don't get a new generation of people converted, discipled, and moving on to leadership, the church will always have a limited future. Can I say this very reverently? The church has never been theologically a building. And the vision must exceed any building. The building is just a facility. Yesterday itself, my wife and I, we had the privilege of being witnessing something in history. All right, during the COVID period, it started in a room with a mentor praying with the senior pastor from an AOG church. They call themselves CWW. What does that stand for? Church Without Walls. Wow, first time. It's a Church Without Walls impact. And they bought over the whole big factory in Glen Mary and just transformed it. And it's packed to everything and all. And interesting, they started with a prayer and about 30 people, the church. Today, the whole church is packed, but they're not happy. This is not what it's all about. Internally, interesting, the senior pastor kind of cried and prayed that this church is set up for the youth and for the children. So, you know, they already got one studying and coming out and for these generations until the Lord returns. So those of us who are older people, can we all, as we think of our missions, look out to God and see how we can touch some younger people around to come to know the Lord, all right? And maybe don't come to church yet, but go to your cell group and be discipled. Now, the beautiful part about missions is that we need to speak what the Spirit of God puts into our hearts. I've already prepared a message. Then the Lord reminded me, you are today speaking in a Baptist church, you know. So I want you to end with a Baptist quote. I'm going to give it to you. So wait for the conclusions. Your leaders have rightfully taken... I'm supposed to point here, is it? Where am I supposed to point? Okay, sorry, too fast. Have rightfully taken an important book and an important verse. Acts 1:8, all right, is the key verse to understand the whole unfolding of the book of Acts until your last chapter. Acts 1:8 gives to us, brothers and sisters, the plot of the book of Acts. And if you understand the mind of the author, Luke, and the purpose for which Acts was written to tell us how the early church grew from 12 to 120 in the upper room. What else? And then Acts 2, we have the giving of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost in a powerful way to indwell believers. This is the first time it has never occurred. In the Old Testament times, we often read, the Spirit of God came upon Samuel. And then he prophesied. The Spirit of God came upon Samson. Different manifest, and wow, he got great strength. Push it down. All right? The Spirit of God came upon, if you look at the book of Judges, both male and female judges. What happened? And they were given special wisdom to govern Israel when Israel was without a king. So many, many different kinds of manifestation. But what is important in missions, if I may say, is that we all need to depend on the orchestration. I'm using a big word, orchestration of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And the programs, management, administration, everything must flow behind what the Spirit is directing us. And that's important. I try to model that in my own life and ministry. All right? In the natural, brother, I'll be very happy to drive to the East Coast, up and down, maybe go to East Malaysia. It's more than enough work to be done. But that's in the natural. But what does the Spirit of God say? No. At this age, I want you, after your PhD, to go to Europe, to go and train the Asian migrant populations. There are about 7 countries. Dr. John Ong spoke to me 2 years ago. I was in MBTS lecture. He said, Chinik, we need to reconnect again. No? I got seven centers, training centers under MBTS, waiting for you to equip them. Now I'm excited because these people, you're not just training people to get a degree. They are hands-on people. We're going to evangelize. We're going to plant churches and things like that. So can I give you a word now, quickly on the world stage? Europe needs re-evangelization. I can say the same about Australia, getting very, very secular. New Zealand is even more frightening. All right? Very, very secular. And now that we live in a more connected world, we can expect that even more Malaysian youth will be influenced by what you call secularism. So the call of the church to the ends of the earth, just like the apostles, is to defend Philippians chapter 1. I believe it's in verse 7. To defend and to confirm the gospel. Can I say that until my last breath on earth, brothers and sisters, pray for me, pray for my wife. We shall be devoted, giving focused attention to these two aspects of the cause of Christ. What is it? To defend. So my PhD thesis is to defend. Why we continue to see as a translational necessity, not preference, to continue using the word that we have been using in the Malay Bible translations. Okay? Second thing is, you don't gain ground, brother, just by defending. You want to advance the gospel, you need to confirm it. And the confirmation of the gospel has to do with what? We need to get the good news out of the walls. How often should we get it out? I will show you a chart later. If the church wants to see explosive Holy Spirit-empowered movement, we all need to aim at 24/7 evangelism. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it must go back to the people of God. It is not just a few professionals. You may think that this guy is a professional, he's trained this way, that way. No. The witnessing of the church belongs to everybody. We're going to look at some models as we go along. All right? So Acts 1:8, I read to you, but you will receive power. So the first thing about world evangelism, the priority of the Lord is, no, don't come up with program. Don't come up with method first. That one can come later. Okay? Most important, you need what? Power. What kind of power? Holy Spirit power. The house churches in China are telling us a story today. It's not about just money alone, although it's important as a printing Bibles are this and that. There's a book table set outside. I hope that you will, before you go for your lunch fellowship, now that we are more into more relaxed mode of the MCO, please file past the door. If you can, drop a little something. All the sales of the book, or you don't want no book, just show something. And we are trying to get another 1,000 Bibles to China, brother. The mission committee. Each Bible we print in Chongqing, I think. It only costs us something like 15 ringgit. Very nicely bound cover now. And we ship it to the doorstep of the rural people, the new converts. To our ministry, I want to share with you so you can pray for us. We have seen over 83,000 conversions among the rural peoples in China. But we have managed only to send something like 40,000 Bibles. So can the missions committee take it up or not? Help us. Because the Bible is still the basic text. Oh, you should see some of the photos of people, video who received the Bible. Can I ask a question here, church, including me? How many of you have ever bought a Bible in Malaysia and then you kiss the Bible? Can I have a show of hand or not? Or you cry when you see your Bible? Some of the believers in China, for more than 2 years, they have not seen the Bible. So when the Bible comes to the doorstep, they take it and they praise God and they cry. God, I've been waiting for 2 years to read the Word of God. This book, I share stories on the mission field so that you understand what's happening. I went to Ta Ching. My wife at the time already translated this book. Okay? And there's other books. Wow! I find a lady copying, you know. I said, what are you doing? They were housing us. I'm speaking Chinese to you. Let me give you the English. this book is very good. The contents is very, very good. I say, why don't you photo set it? They are so respectful. Nichi yin ba, photo set. No. If I photo set it, I may break the back of the book. Yeah, like that, you see. So I scared, it's your book. I said, no, I got many copies at home. Just take it. I give you as a gift. Chanda. Oh, say, senior, also say, senior. So sometimes you may have money, but it's about distribution. And before I move in, I am, as an evangelist, as a Christian, very challenged by the vision of Coca-Cola. The founder of Coca-Cola, I'm a founder of, man. Oh, I say, I'm challenged, man. I need to raise my, what do you call that? Raise my scope. Raise my vision a bit higher. I cannot do less than what the Coca-Cola people are doing, you know. Coca-Cola, how long can it last? You put in your tummy, it's gone already for a short while. The founder of Coca-Cola, you know what's the vision or not? We're talking about to the ends of the earth. That every human being on the face of this earth, before he or she pass away, should at least taste Coca-Cola once. Is that a good vision? I said, wait, how can we do less with the gospel of Jesus Christ? This is the water of eternal life. What are we talking about? So how can I just be happy? I am not talking down on anybody. Are going to Orang Asli, we also go. Or this and that, or think of Malaysia alone. Every human being, you know, including those in Tibet. So it's not about just production of Coca-Cola. So how is the mission statement? That we want to place Coca-Cola missions committee, listen to me, within an arm's reach of desire. When I want to drink, it must be somewhere in the house. I cannot be traveling 50 miles to buy a bottle of Coca-Cola. Are you okay? No. We don't do that. So it is about not just production of Bibles, in this case, let's say, or gospel. It is about what? Distribution. So in missions, we must think of the logistics, how to do it. All right, so partner with us. I've had to get the gospel to, it's been my heart for many years, to Laos. In Southeast Asia, the most restricted countries are I give you the top two. One is Brunei. Okay? Even SIB people got buang also. I long ago tabli masuk already. 2004, remember they turned me back. No, sorry, you got to turn back. Huh? Yeah, they marked me down and said, you know, we don't want you to come in. Okay? The other one is Laos. Very, very restrictive. So pray for us that God will open the door. And perhaps as a church, you may want to partner with us. Laos will be our 14th country in Southeast Asia. All right, let me move on. So both the dynamic. So when the Spirit comes upon them, you will be what? The purpose of empowerment of the Spirit is not that you just get a nice feeling, or this is fine, manifestations, or this and that, or tongues. The purpose is that you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. So that's the inner circle. PJ is your Jerusalem. Or Malaysia, if you want to see as a nation. And in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So it reveals that the plot of Acts is concerned about both power and what? The purpose of God. The plot of Acts is that the church will proclaim the good news of the kingdom. Can you underline? It's not just any good news. It's the good news of the kingdom. No time to give exposition on kingdom theology or kingdom from the Bible's perspective. But if we are kingdom thinking, all right, we don't just think of church alone. The church is not equal to the kingdom, if you want. The church must be a pointer to the kingdom. The church must, local church must be a primary vehicle for the extension of God's kingdom. I believe in the local church. So when you buy this book, the late David Bowler asked me, Chinek, don't rush into it. He was my advisor before I started office. About 3.5 years I was traveling around. I said, can you go and write what is your philosophy of ministry? So I said, learning from the great Billy Graham, we always underline the word map. We never bypass the local church. We always work with and through the local church. So today, if some of you say, I want to give 100,000 to support evangelism, I don't just simply go anywhere, you're my friend, please come and work with me. You must go, whether in Myanmar or any country, go through the leadership of your church. You must be approved and commended by them. Okay? Then we work in partnership because rural churches have so many things they lack. In East Malaysia, some of the evangelists we support, I say, sometimes not enough to support my family, I got to go to hotel to, can I use a Malay word, urut. What is urut? Massage. To get $50. I say, we try and help you. We try and help you. So the amount, partnership is discussed with the presidents of both SIB, Sarawak and Sabah. All right, I need to teach from the book of Acts, but I don't want to give you a lecture. Where are we now? In Acts, we find the church empowered for gospel witness across geographical and ethnic boundaries. So the witness of the church starts in Jerusalem. We all must begin somewhere in our Jerusalem. But it didn't remain there. All right? And we find that when the Spirit came, we must all aspire to be the kind of church. Today, it's powerful and inspiring. The church in Jerusalem. In Malaysia, where you go find a church, every day got people get added one. But you look at Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47, what happened? The Lord added daily, all right, to that church. Why is that so? Because there are spiritual ingredients and dynamics in the church that cause the church to burst out like that. First of all, there was a commitment, all right, to grow in the four, I'm using a reform language now, in the principal means of grace. Now the reformers like Calvin and all, they see that for the church, we all need grace. So how do you receive grace? And what are the principal means of grace? Today you're seeing one of them, the word of God that's been preached. I'm encouraged today. I just learned about Pastor Wallace calling me to join. He said, you may not know me, but I know you. 18 years ago, you came to Joshua Baptist. I was in a marketplace then. You inspired me. Praise be to God. You are an encouragement that I should keep on preaching. Now I don't know who is listening, but the Spirit of God will take the word of God, preach, and do something to the hearers. Are you with me? That is a means of grace to comfort you if you are disturbed. And sometimes to disturb you, sister, if you're too comfortable. The word of God is a double-edged sword. So the intake of the word is very important. And help us to be strong in the work of God and to be strong in our inner man. I don't have to rehearse. You see so many leaders falling morally and all kinds of problems of top leaders. Sometimes because we are more activistic, but we don't take care to nurture the inner man. What else? They have to grow in fellowship. Oh, fellowship is very, very important. Very, very empowering. Yesterday I was in this church. I said, wait, long time I didn't get my spirit man stirred already. I say this, and I affirmed the sister, I believe that you have a revivalist kind of anointing. I sit there. When you preach, my spirit man gets stirred, So that means the Spirit of God is moving through you to stir the hearers. And fellowship encourages, fellowship empowers. The Lord's Supper, I believe you at least celebrate once a month, is it, brother? The Lord's Supper is a powerful reminder that we are all fallen people, but there is what? Forgiveness for sins. We don't let the devil beat us into some guilt trip. Then we don't do anything for God. You're not good enough. The devil's word is always, you're not good enough. The Lord's word to us, with grace, you are more than good enough. All right? That's the word of the Spirit. When the Spirit of God convicts us, different from the devil, he always comes to convict us of our sins to restore fellowship with God. The devil, when he comes to convict us, is make you feel guilty and to sideline you and to break relationship with God. So you look at yourself. No, we never look at ourselves. I'm here today, brother, by the grace of God. Who am I? Christian knows that, isn't it? MU days, I don't even have money to buy a second-hand motorbike. Yeah, but it's by the grace of God. I never give excuse. Sorry, I cannot be in the exco. Somebody give me a ride. I was catching bus. I was driving here today. How many of you remember that we stood outside the MU, the old gate? Remember the bus 238 or not? Some of you are laughing. Those of you who are laughing are not so young anymore. Lousy, you as a student wasting time, you stand there. Sometimes you can wait for 45 minutes, they don't show up one. Oi, I cannot waste that kind of time. I got lecture notes, I got lab report to pass up. And when they come those days, I'm sure things are better now. Suddenly two buses come together at one time. What's the point? I only want one bus, I don't need two buses. Those days, how many of you remember the days of old where we had a mini bus? 40 cents. When you're a student, 40 cents is a lot. You know, wow, it's a lot. So, okay. So, Lord's Supper gives us hope. Is there hope for Malaysia or not? In the name of the Lord, I say again, as long as the church is faithful to the cause of Christ and pray and depend on God, Malaysia will flourish by the preaching of His word and the praising of His name. God's people say amen. We look to God lah. We're not looking to this guy, that guy to try and solve the country's problem. As we pray, the Lord will move in the favor of the church. And of course, the fourth one is a means of grace is prayer. When we pray, either petitionary prayer or intercessory prayer, God begins to do His work. I prayed for this morning service before I come. Only the Spirit can do it. I say, Lord, I'm just an instrument. Can you stir people in a congregation? I cannot stir them. Can you, by your Spirit, stir them? No. So that this church will be a very missional church. There are some churches in the world like that. How many of you have heard of Swanson Street Church of Christ? Okay, maybe you were there before. I think now it's called Cross Culture Church. All right? But the church almost closed down. Aging already. In fact, they want to sell off the church. You know, so few people, you know. Our church is worth so much. Why don't we sell, get the money, support a pastor, move to another place? But I tell you how the Lord works. How many of you have heard of COMAS? Congress on Evangelism. Hwisu, I must pick on you now. Congress on Evangelism, Malaysia and Singapore. How many have heard of Dr. G.D. James? Okay, AEF. So this would-be pastor, I tell you a story how the Lord works. This important connection. All the rest I can cover. What's the time now? 11 o'clock. Brian, what time should I stop? Can I start at 11:15? Is it okay? No answer means okay. This pastor, just before going to decide with the board in Swanson Street Church of Christ in Melbourne, he went for a Congress on Evangelism, Malaysia and Singapore, and he heard the preaching of people like G.D. James and he caught the Spirit. He said, the church must be missional. The church cannot be inward-looking, just taking care of its members. Nothing wrong with itself, but it must be missional more than just pastoral for its own needs. He was so convicted that he went back to the church and said, I will only be a pastor of your church if you allow me to keep this building. I will preach missions. Any text of the Bible, there must be missional application. Some people say the Bible is a missional text. God so loved the world. What does He do? That He sent His Son. And so you know what happened? The rest is history. From a church about to close down, sell off, to move to another place for pragmatic reasons, so few members how to maintain. The church grew and grew and grew. One of the person I know who was supported by them was people like Jonathan James, the son of G.D. James. Another one, when I first came back, I was meeting in a prayer and support group. One of them, the national director of Navigators, I saw his face there. Wow! He went through as a student, see, and knew him, and they supported him in his work among the Navigators in the country. So a church that was about to close down can also grow and grow and be in Australia when you say Swanson Church of Christ. Those of you who have been there, the first thing that comes to mind, missions. So I'm praying that when the people mention Pantai Baptist Church, everybody got perception. They must say, strong missions church. One of the leading churches in the country when it comes to missions. Okay? All right. Let me move on. Presence of God with signs and wonders. Acts chapter 2, verse 43. When I go in some of these AOG circles, I'm not here to discuss doctrine of tongues and all. Just missions. I say, no wonder. It's not difficult. I say, why they are movement? No, they are focusing on praying, presence of God. You know, they even say, in the world, a lot of people get attracted to cinema, concerts, blah, 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 because of the atmosphere. Happy hour or whatever you call it, sports and carnival, this and nothing wrong. But in the church, People are attracted to the church because of the manifest presence of God. And this we found in the Spirit-filled church in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. The presence of God was strong, and there were many signs and wonders. There was also the whole area of caring and sharing to the needy. First, amongst the church people themselves. And then secondly, with the people in the community. I need to move on. And the other one, very important, is when people come into your church, do they sense joy or not? I must live joyful, encouraged. I may come with a heavy burden, family problem, job problem. When I come to church, I pray, I must feel that a burden has been lifted. I must experience the truth of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. What does it say? In the RSV, cast your burdens upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. So your job is to cast, and the great burden bearer will take care of things for you. Some of you may be having health problems. We can pray. The idea is to cast burdens. All right? So does your church manifest? Does your church manifest or not such an attractive quality of life? If your church is like a church in Jerusalem, you know what's going to happen? You will have a magnetic drawing power. Ooh, people will just be drawn inside. All right? 10 more minutes. I better watch my time. The church in Jerusalem crossed both geographical and ethnic boundaries. At first, the witness was in Jerusalem. Then we found that they went to Judea and Samaria in Acts 8, verse 11. All right? The sovereign leading of the Spirit through persecution. Persecution is not always bad. At least all the debacle of this Allah debate thing, do the churches together. Give me a topic to write for my PhD. I'm not what to write. I said, I don't know. All right? And I'm hopeful that what is written and is going to be published soon by Langham Publications in UK. It will be for wider scholarship. At the same time, it will help the future generations. Otherwise, they come in, they don't know what's happening. All right? And at least there's a good reason why we continue to translate the way we have been translating. Then there was Philip in Samaria, Acts 8, and the Lord's leading. I'm just going to focus on the Spirit's orchestration. Saul's conversion and Barnabas. I'm going to stop here. Many of us are not meant to be speaker, lecturer, teacher, but all of us, brother, you can be a Barnabas. Speak a word of encouragement. Okay? Today, Pastor Wallace, where are you sitting? You have encouraged me. You don't tell me, I don't know. So it's God's way of saying, your labor has not been in vain. How many years ago? 18 years ago. I spoke in Georgetown Baptist. Who was the pastor then? It was Kok'an. Okay, man. So I wonder, am I wasting my time or not? Other than getting a love gift, drive all the way. Yeah, at least one soul was touched. And you, by you telling me today, you encourage me. Amen. So the Lord's servant is only encouragement. And sometimes, you know, is there fruit in my ministry? You know, am I wasting my life? Or should I go out there and just earn more money and give more to the church for mission? Sometimes it crossed my mind, you know. But, you know, I know the Lord is very clear. He has called me, and I cannot turn back. Now, spontaneous evangelism, and we find the gospel moving to the Gentiles. All right, just to tell you that today I'm still practicing what I preach. I went to Sri Hartamas, and lo and behold, the char kway teow lady, I was having breakfast, she talked to me and she said, I'm from Harbin. Harbin is the hometown of my wife. And immediately, I know she's not a believer. I told my wife, 你的同胞啊,你的同乡, your 同胞, how do you say, compatriot. 同乡 is a same hometown lady, not a Christian. I'm sure two of you, Harbin, you got a lot to talk. Because you're in Malaysia, about home and all. So the Spirit of God just convicted me, I have to do something. This is a Bible we buy to give to our Chinese New Village people, with the money. This is a tract we give, gospel tract. So I got this together. I said, dear, no more postponing. I've been postponing for 2-3 months, sometimes busy traveling. I said, just do it. This time I go back and the Lord say, have you done it or not? Hey, sorry, I will do it. So I think before August is through, we're going to eat char kway teow from the Harbin lady and the Bible and the gospel. Okay, I always use my wife to write in Chinese because mine, I think standard one writing. That's my level. So can write John 3:16, everything. Give your phone number, connect, and along the way, we have to sow. Amen? Without sowing, what do you expect? So this church must excel in the ministry of what? Missions. Sowing. Sowing. When you sow generously, you do not get weary. In due time, we will what? Get a great harvest. Can we say hallelujah? Whether to a person. So somebody in Harbin, I don't know how she come here, Sri Hatama, Cha Kway Tiao, is going to get this before the end of the month. I'm going to call up, make arrangement. Before the Lord, we're going to do witnessing and all. All right, let me move on. 5 more minutes. My testimony of God's leading is I've always tried to walk and keep in step with the Spirit. Can you take down missions committee, church members, Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. This has been the operational principle for me in ministry. Since we live by the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. Let us what? Keep in step with the Spirit. So this harping thing, where I plan, I just found out. And we say, as Christian, this is not an accident. That I meet a harping Cha Kway Tiao girl in Sri Hatamas. Then immediately my wife, I say, I need to bring leader there to tell her the gospel. Probably more effective. Harping to harping, you see. How she become a Christian, give her something and things like that. No. All right. Very important is the Holy Spirit the missions leader in your life, your family, your cell group, and your church? If the Holy Spirit is the leader, captain, I can tell you, church, you're going to have amazing surprises as a church in your own ministry. Okay, that's all I can say. How can COVID time people pray, only 30 people? Where in their right mind people are having hybrid, nothing wrong in itself? Where got COVID period, 2 years, people try and start church planting, man? They pray and started in the church, now got a building, everything. So this is in the supernatural. It is not in the natural. Hallelujah. So can I give you an exhortation now? Cease from ministering just in the natural. And just don't keep looking at your salary and your bank account. No matter how big it is, I don't know who is some of you with maybe 50 million in the bank. It is still not big enough to finish a job. And even though it's very big, if you take a cue from, what's the guy's name, the oil baron, Rockefeller. I've been there many times, New York. Hey, it's about money. Long ago, the richest man in the world will fund the thing and we will finish the job. The Lord would have come back, would have gone home already. Missions is, yes, it involves resources of which only finance is a means. Can I be a bit naughty, brother? Sometimes the easiest thing is just write a check. Hey, don't ask me to go. To East Malaysia, I give you $1,000. But that we must do because it's part of missions itself. Let me move on. Where am I now? The heavy cross geographical and ethnic boundaries. We will do that only if we allow the Holy Spirit to be the missionary leader. Left on my own, Winchinek, enough lah. You got a PhD already. Why don't you just, we got 4 major seminaries, just go and lecture and enough, write books. Wow, ask me to pack bags again, go to Europe. Holidays, another story, brother, going for missions, another thing, you know. All right? And a quick story, and we're going to move on. Do you know that I never want to go to Australia beyond going for holiday? I went there last time because after NECF, I say I better get out of the country for pastoral reason because something happened, I'm not happy, I'll call up NECF and call them again, why are you all doing this? If you're out already, you must create space for other people to do their work. So the best way is get out of the country. What do I do? Okay, I joined the OM. Not OM, not the land team, the Dulos. They were in Papua New Guinea. Then I found out that they are going to dock in Townsville. Those of you know Australia, up in the north, near Cairns. After Brisbane, Townsville. So I said, since I got a free ride there and I got many Malaysian friends, I myself can say, hey, I'm here. Can we have some fellowship? So when I went there, I saw, wow, Melbourne got Ridley Bible College, got at the time it's called Bible College from Malaysia, got plenty, Knox Presbyterian Colleges and that. More than my country, and the people all drive in nice cars and everything. So I told myself, no, I'm not going to come back. This is not my mission field. If I come back, it's just for holiday. And before I could come back and make the decision, at a 6 p.m. meeting, a senior pastor's wife, that's the church that's going to ordain me. I still remember I was standing here with a left arm. She kind of nudged me in, on my this side. You know. Hey, Chinega, we want to pray, you know, and support the ministry for Asia Pacific. To make it easier, can you come here and start a bank account and start an office? I cannot simply start a bank account. You have to start an office. So I said, you want to pray and you want to support? Yeah. And my ministry is called Pacific, Asia Pacific. Yeah, I think it makes sense. Other than Kuala Lumpur, I should have another office. Otherwise, Wisu, you're working stupid lah. They give me 50 Australian dollar, take some time to clear. And then, how many of you were in the bank? I don't know how much the bank will take for my $50. You know, maybe take $10 clearance fee. You know? So it's better to send, collect everything and send. And you optimize or maximize on the gifts for missions and all. How many of you know that today we have yet to use 1 cent of MAP money in Australia to give them a dinner? I say, you all work so hard. Please, we should every year after the meeting have a no. Or most of them are Malaysian. If we have it, we'll pay our own. Today I got a free auditor, partnership with missions. So I say, ordination, I better invite him and the wife. You know, he saved me at least 1,000 Aussie dollar. He audit my account for free. I could have submit, but because we are a registered body. So many ways in which we can contribute our skills, right, as a church, towards missions. Okay, it's about time already. Let me move on. The gospel must cross boundaries, and this is going to happen when we let the Spirit take the lead, okay? Whoever is our mission chairman, can you talk to yourself now? I am not the leader. The Holy Spirit is the leader. My job is to follow. He's bidding and he's leading. God, the Holy Spirit, all right, he is the missionary par excellence. So we need to grow this idea that the Spirit of God must take the lead in my church. Our business is to listen to him. Don't run ahead of him or don't lag behind when he asks you to get going. Get on the double, as they say in English. All right, the story is of Matt. With that, I'm going to end already. I don't have to cover everything. Take a lesson from Matt. Today, brother, we are already 200,000 conversions. The early years when we started, 2001, the first 5 years, I want to show you the graph. Look at the graph there. Hopefully, it's clear. From 2001 to 2005, there was just Philip So working among the orang asli. He go there, preach in Bahasa Malaysia to them, visit here and there, East Malaysia lah, and some here. Plus, taking meetings. Can I be a bit naughty? How many Christmas do we have a year? Brother, how many times Christmas 1 year? How many Easter do you have in a year? So okay, nothing wrong. They're having event or oriented evangelism. That's what we do. We wait for church to call us, church camp, youth camp, this and that. For the first 5 years, with two evangelists who was working part-time with me, brother, we have never seen more than 150 conversions a year. We work our guts up. So what does it say? Event-oriented, program-oriented evangelism in the church, whether it's cell group, everything, wonderful. Has its place. Your birthday, you want to celebrate, get people come, listen to your testimony, blah, blah, blah. But our story over 21 years is what? You will never see not just a multiplication, exponential increase in conversion if you don't do exponential sowing. So what happened? You look at the graph there. 2006. Hey, why suddenly, map, we see more than 1,200 people getting saved in a year. That was when we supported the first 16 evangelists in China. 8 in Shanxi and 8 in Taqing. Whew! After that, we never look back. Today, we are 450. Can you see the graph? So in mathematics, other than the COVID years, 2019 to 2020, where we are down a bit, it's already shooting high upwards. In mathematics, they call it, this is called exponential growth. So church, if you want to be a kingdom moving, kingdom shaking, missions church, you need to help to pray, give, and support the sending of workers beyond the local church. All right, it's only 200 ringgit. It's there. Cell leaders, you may want to take it up. Help us, because we want to see 25 million people receive the gospel. By the year 2030, with the grace of God and help, we hope to see 1 million come to salvation in Christ. We have planted more than 1,950 churches. by 2030, which is 8 years from now, with your partnership, thank you for partnership, let's increase. We hope to see 5,000 rural churches being planted. We have only given about 50-something thousand Bibles today. We hope to see at least 250,000 Bibles go out for the rural people who cannot afford to travel, don't have a Bible. So please help us. Pick up something there. Drop your money. I promise you, every cent will go towards gospel tracts and Bible. All right? Can you stand now? I want to keep the time and don't presume on your time. I'm sure the worship team will come and lead us in a song. Before I pray with you, can I now give you the challenge? If we are serious about explosive growth in missions, we explode, the Holy Spirit must take the lead. So don't take yourself so seriously. Just come to God and say, Lord, I'm your servant. Here am I. Send me. And the Lord will say, I think you need to give more, no? Or I think you need to get more involved in prayer. One of you, an intercessor, just spoke to my wife. Hallelujah. May the church have more intercessors coming. All right, I promise to end with a quote from being a Baptist church. I don't know whether William Carey broke ranks with a Baptist church. How many have heard of William Carey? He is known as the father of modern missions. All right, he's a radical. The older people, I don't know why, they ask him, sit down, you young man. They talk him down, you know, when he talk about come up with a matter how to evangelize the world. Because that's his heart, is it? The passion. They say, you sit down, young man. God will convert the heathens without you and me. So don't go and give me this and that, all that kind of stuff. He refused to sit down. He went to, I think, Serampore in India. William Carey of Serampore. So I give you the quote. He's called the father of modern missions by faith. I'm going to dream big for God. And what is his famous quotation? Can I leave this with you? Expect great things from God. Can you turn to your neighbor and say, expect great things from God? All right, one more, another short line. Don't just expect, every day expect. You also must move with your expectation. Attempt great things for God. Say to your neighbor, attempt great things for God. None of you are too old. You know Kentucky Fried Chicken, the whole thing came out. Kentucky, what? The founder is what? Colonel Sanders. I was told that he's already retired, already more than 60 years old, when he exported his recipe. Today, who don't know Kentucky Fried Chicken? But what you say, I am old already, I just give some money. No, I'll get involved. Today, Kentucky Fried Chicken is an international phenomenon. All right, let us pray. Worship team can come. Thank you, church, for the extra 5 minutes, grace. Lord, we thank you that our life can be meaningful, can be significant, and all of us can build for eternity. Lord, we are reminded how life is so short, especially during the COVID period. So many of us have lost people we know, friends we know, right? And Lord, it's like once upon a time when I was a young university chrony student coming to First Baptist Church, occasionally visiting your church. Today, I'm racing towards the 3 score and 10 already. Lord, we are reminded that life is short. So help us to steward time, energy. We thank you for the sister who came to read the word of God to us to say that Psalm 90 is one of her favorite psalms. What are your days? Like grass that comes and fades away. But Lord, we have eternal significance because we belong to your family. And while we are on earth, we want to build on that which lasts for eternity. So Lord, today we come afresh and say, take us, use us in ways that only you can do so. Whatever money we give, whatever prayers we sow, Lord, multiply it. May this church be part of a church that sees exponential explosion of the gospel in Asia Pacific and beyond. Lord, use us beyond ourselves, beyond our resources. And Lord, we don't want to despise the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. When it's given to Jesus, even a little gift of 5 loaves and 2 fish that we contribute, you can multiply it and feed the 5,000. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are a miracle-working God. And today we commit ourselves to you, we commit our church to you, we commit our families to you, we commit the remaining days of our life on earth to you. Lord, let it be for your glory. Let it be for the cause of Christ. Let it be for the advance of the gospel of the kingdom. Lord, we are living in challenging times, but we know with you, as long as we are the faithful remnant, just like the Gideon 300, we can defeat the Philistines. What is that now? We can defeat the Midianites. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the empowering presence of His Holy Spirit go with you, to speak to you, to stir you, to guide you, to lead you, so that you will walk in ways that are pleasing to God, and ways that will bring life and bring growth for the kingdom of God. We pray all these things in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And God's people say, Amen.